All things B.B. Comer football are here now. This is the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome to the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. Greg Wyckoff, Tony White, and the man, Coach Adam Fawcett. Coach, a great win last Friday night. And I'm not going to say it was one we weren't supposed to get, because we did exactly what we were supposed to do. Take a ride in the woods and shake the region up a little bit.
We just didn't shake it up.
We turned it upside down.
There you go. There you go.
The region looks like, man, it looks like somebody covered their eyes and just scribbled all over it. Because it's somebody asked me about, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, but somebody asked about the playoff scenario. And I was like, I think it's this, but I'm not 100% sure. I know that we still got a chance, but just going back to last week, we had a chance to, first off, got Jakari Brown back, which was huge.
Yes, it was.
When Jakari plays to his ability and does the things that he's capable of, he's pretty unstoppable. So, you know, the first or second play from scrimmage, he blows the center up, and quarterback fumbles the ball, and we recover, and we got really good field position. Mm-hmm. And we got some energy. And then I think our second play, we fumble and fumble the ball back to him. And that's where we had a window where we could have laid down, okay? That's where that window where probably 5 weeks ago we would have laid down. And then they kind of march down the field and score, go up 7-0. And that's when that window of quitting could have opened up even more. And we would have had that option to lay down and make excuses again. And we get the ball and we go down and score. So get a stop, and then we go up a score. So I was just impressed and excited about the guys' effort and controlling what they can control and doing the things that within their ability of what they could do. And it made a big difference. And having number 8 on our side helps a lot too.
Yeah, and they did good too, Coach, because, you know, they didn't get down. And also they had to face things that – and, you know, there were some big penalties that were tagged on back-to-back in that game. And it put – I didn't say anything. I didn't say it, okay? But it put Randolph County down inside the 10-yard line, and they didn't look at the sideline and say, hey, coach, what's going on, coach? You know – They stopped them on 4 downs inside the 10. And that's, Coach, all the other things that happened in that game,
so
you have to be proud of them.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, it's a couple things. One, I'm the reason that we ended up in that situation. Two, I've never been physically hit with a flag until Friday night, and it hit me in the foot, which was interesting. But nonetheless – like at one point in time during that whole ordeal, there were two things that stick out. One was Coach Pike trying to come to the rescue, and he was like reasoning with the ref, like he didn't even say anything. He didn't, you know, like Coach Pike was like trying to defend me, because it was just an awkward penalty as to why I got the penalty. But anyway, but during that, like, I wasn't even upset until after I got the penalty, and during that. You know, the other thing was, at one point in time, somebody on the field, one of the guys on the field, said, "Coach, we got you. Calm down." And I don't even remember who it was. And at that point, and then the crowd got into it, and it was like it was on after that. Mm-hmm. And our guys, man, we talk about how the crowd influences our guys playing. And they really influenced them that night to just keep pushing and keep getting after it.
I'm sorry. We saw Coach Pike down there coming to your rescue.
He got turned. He got turned down.
Timeout real quick.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was, you know.
But I was, you know, Greg and I. And don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the refs. Okay, I'm not. I'm talking about the obvious. We sat up there, and it was two or three different times in the first and second quarter that they jumped or they were holding or, I mean, it was obvious and they weren't called.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter, every time Randolph County got a penalty, for some reason we got one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always 5 for them and 15 for us.
Yeah.
And like Greg said, it just marched them down the field.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, honestly, you know, like you said, that they did, the kids didn't look over there and say, Coach, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
I think they knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they said, Coach, we got you back.
Mm-hmm.
And they manned up, and I was so tickled. I don't know of anybody Friday night that didn't give 110%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, effort was great, and being able to run the ball, you know, Ray being able to run the ball and then throw the ball well, you know, we're backed up, you know, we're backed up with our backs against the wall, and we throw a 91-yard touchdown pass to Richard.
Mm-hmm. How did he get open?
Like, nobody was there.
No,
like,
30 yards.
Yeah, and when I saw it, I was like, man, please don't screw this up. You know, like make a good throw. Like, it was all slow motion, and, you know, in my eyes, and but just a good throw and catch.
Yeah.
And when he caught it, I knew nobody was going to catch him. There was nobody in sight. So, and then you go back, you know, 2-point plays. Like, our extra point game is not very good, and we're not going to hide behind that. We're going to go for two, and we've got to capitalize on those 2-point plays. And you look at two of our losses this year that I feel like we should have won. Comes down to 2-point conversions. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's just like
coach,
just like against Beulah. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that first quarter field goal
mm-hmm.
would have been the difference in the game?
Yeah.
And coach, you talked about being backed up, and there's a kid we don't talk about a lot. And I thought he could have been up for player of the game. Seth Pettit was put into some pretty tough punting situations.
Yes, he was.
And his worst punt, there was a penalty flag, so we got to do it over again.
Twice.
Yes, and he got the team out of a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. And it took the famous Comer roll. Mm-hmm. A lot mm-hmm. of them did. Took mm-hmm. that famous yes. Comer roll. And it really – I mean, there were two times he punted – where he was standing inside the 5 mm-hmm. or 5 yards deep in the end zone and got it out. Great snaps. The execution was perfect.
Blocking was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, one of his best punts of the season was last Friday. And it had that roll going, and Jakar ran down there and stopped it.
He picked it up. Yeah, I've seen that.
And I was like, Jakar, I know. Yeah. Don't touch the ball, you know. But at the end of the game, that was a whole nother falling apart. that at that point in time, the discussion was if I was going to be ejected because Coach Fuqua got a flag because he said, good Lord. So, anyway, moving on. So we snap it.
Just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, 3 coaches got flagged Friday night.
Yes. Yeah. And – Yeah.
Hey, Coach, but like you said, that's the first time y'all got it all year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
We were saving up.
And, well, I mean, but y'all had a pretty good reason. Okay.
Yeah.
I will tell you that. Y'all had a pretty good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but, you know, we're down to the wire. And let's go back. All right. Let's talk about, and look, we have guys that make mistakes and things like that, too, and all other stuff. But, just a critical moment in the game. Number one, we gave up a doggone touchdown on a kickoff return.
Yes.
Which was, man, we let up and we thought, hey, everything's hunky-dory. And I was really upset about that with the guys as far as special teams go. And then we give up the score, okay? And it's 34-36 with some time to go. And, like, the understanding and the importance of understanding the game and – the importance of the game. When that kid scored, he jumps up, spins the football, and gets one of our kids' faces and gets a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They had to go for 2. Mm-hmm. So instead of going for 2 on the 3, they had to go for 2 on the 18.
Mm-hmm.
And that stop is what it was the difference in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
then we weren't able to move the ball. We hit, all we had to do was get like three first downs, and we were not able to do that. And then that led to the three punts in a row, you know, punt, penalty, punt, penalty, punt, you know. And that's when during that time, like, I was extremely stressed out because, number one, the long snapper lives with me, and if he screwed up the snap, I was going to have to – I don't know what was going to happen. Him and I were going to spend 2 days together, like, having to figure that out. And then Seth, you know, I worried about psychologically him, you know, is he okay to get through this, especially after the second one, because he got hit,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I didn't, you know, he's, I'm okay. Well, like you say, I'm okay, you know. So, but we punt the ball back, and the defense comes out and stands up and makes a big stop. I think Caden Brown had a big stop, and then Ja'Kari Brown had a big stop. And then Ja'Kari gets a big stop on fourth down, and he runs 25 yards down the sideline the other way, and I go chasing him down.
I saw that.
Because, like, well, number one, like, calm down. And number two, I thought it was third down.
Mm-mm,
it was fourth down. Like, yeah. I had lost track of the downs.
Yeah, it was fourth down.
Yeah, it was fourth down. Yeah. So I was like, what are you doing? They're about to line up, run another play, you know? And then I looked at the refs pointing our way. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, go. Excuse me.
Yeah, I knew that.
And, Coach, you brought something back to the game of football. I hadn't seen in a long time. The watermelon kick.
Yes.
I mean, was – yes. And I even saw where I think somebody motioned to the sideline for a tee. And Tristan said no.
Yep. Yeah, Tristan's got the watermelon kick down pat.
He does.
I loved it.
And that thing gets to rocking and rolling all over the place, and that's what you got to do, man. All of my time in small school ball, 1A through 3A, I've never had just a true kicker. You know, I was fortunate at Chillsburg. I had a kid that could kick pretty well, but. You know, these 1A through 3A days, you come out during early fall practice or spring practice, just say, you know, practice over, you're like, hey, anybody wants to try out a kick? Y'all stick around. And you start firing people, you know, like, all right, some kid kicks and it goes backwards. And you're like, nope, you're fired.
And small schools don't have soccer teams like teams like Sylacauga can, mm-hmm. they'll go talk to a kid on the soccer team and say, hey, you can kick all practice. You don't have to run.
Right.
Just come kick, and you got a kicker.
Right. Mm-hmm. No doubt, yeah. So we don't have that. You know, we had Noah the past couple of years who did a decent job for us. But, you know, as Noah aged too, Noah's responsibilities became more on the field too. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a kid that's playing linebacker for you, and then you're asking him to kick after a series or something mm-hmm. like that. It gets kind of tough. So, but yeah, we don't have just that one kid that can kick. So, it's like Tristan. Tristan breaks a long run, and we score. You know, and then we run a 2-point conversion. Hey, buddy, now you got to kick. He's like, yes, sir. You know, so trying to run him back out there to kick, but. Yeah, you know, kickoff coverage, and we've got to be able to get that ball bouncing all over the place and make it a little bit tougher for the return team.
Well, if you can get it on the ground, if you got a chance.
Yeah.
You got a chance to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Greg and I talked about it in post-game show, and I couldn't have been more proud of y'all, the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the week before – really set the stage for Friday night. They knew they could score. They knew what they had to do. Sure, they had some bonehead moves. Everybody does. Every game. Every team does. But when it counted, they came through for mm-hmm. you. And that's – I mean, we've been knowing they could do it all year.
Yeah.
And what about the interception by Riley?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on the quick pass, just – that was huge in the game.
And that was – you know, that was a big turning point in the game too. But – like, that is being aware during practice. That's understanding the keys that we preach during practice and things like that. And we said all week, you know, this is what – when they show this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And we've been giving him heck all week about getting caught and not scoring. But, you know, the guy that caught him was their running back.
That's what you can say. Probably the fastest guy other than Raylon on the field.
And he's like a state 100-meter guy, too. Exactly. So he, you know, he got caught by an athlete. It's not like he got caught by a slow guy. So.
Or the punter.
Yeah, no doubt. But, yeah, that's – and look, Riley's a kid that has really, really grown. He's one of those kids that's been in the program since eighth grade, and he's growing and getting bigger and understanding football. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those guys that we will have to lean on for the next couple of years.
Well, a now route like that is quick. I mean, it's a hard throw to the outside. And for him to have the presence to know it's coming and to catch it.
Yeah.
And still run down the field. I mean, that was pretty good. I mean, it surprised me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that Greg said, he caught it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Well, Coach, it was a huge win, a huge region win. It shook it up. Three teams at 2-2. Beulah's sitting at number two right now at 3-2 in the region. Like you said, it's a big mess. And you got a team coming home. And they picked up a big win 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
A win that they weren't supposed to get. The only win they've had all year long. So you know they can do it. Dadeville comes to Legion Stadium. What do you have to do to beat Dadeville?
Dadeville is probably the best one-win team I've seen in a long time. They've got size up front. They're physical. They get after it. 5-2-1 are athletic as all get out. They're really, really good in space. We've talked to the guys all week about making sure that we tackle, making sure that we wrap up and make tackles because we've got to tackle. Like you can't just go shove these guys and they fall down because they're very, very athletic. So, that's one of the big things is we've got to handle that. We've got to get stops. Can't give up big plays because it's, you know, they are a threat. Like, you can't look at records, you know. And the good news is I can say, hey, we were a one-win team last week, and we went and played a five-win team. So,
yes.
So, you know, anything can happen. Don't think that it can't. So, I told our guys our practice habits are like a roller coaster. Sometimes we're on the up and up and up, and then when things are going really good, all of a sudden we hit the top of the hill and we dive back down. And every once in a while we have a loop or a spin in there, and we've got to kind of work through all that stuff. So, but we've been able to do some things this week and get ready this week and. You know, you're still trying to, as crazy as it sounds, you're still trying to figure a few things out this late in the season with some of your guys and some of your personnel. So leaning heavy on the guys that we've been leaning on, and we're getting Tosh Hughes is going to be back. He's been out for about 4 weeks with an injury, and he's back and can help us with a little bit of depth on the offensive and defensive line and may play a little linebacker for us. So that will help us out some. But at the end of the night, Friday night, we've got to play really solid football. We've got to wrap up and tackle, and we've got to make some big plays. And the biggest thing is, man, we got to have a big crowd. We got to have a bunch of guys, a bunch of fans there for our guys. And be loud and raucous and make a lot of noise because that's, again, that energy just brings something for our guys. And that's what the energy they need. That's energy they deserve for the work and the effort that they put in. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we're still in the hunt for a playoff spot. And that's what we're chasing. That's what we're after.
Well, I will tell you this. It's gone on for probably two or three games. They would try on the big kid, like the big kid from Wadley, the kid from in the first half last week. They were trying to hit him up top. Mm-hmm. Somebody that big and that strong, you can't do it. Second half, I don't know if y'all told him or what, But that's when they started stopping them.
Mm-hmm.
They was going and grabbing on and holding on till somebody got there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most impressive to me in the second half. As far as the defense goes, they started wrapping up, tackling. Even in space, they started doing that. So kudos to y'all or whoever told them.
That's that good old Klingon defense.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And look, real quick, so from my understanding, okay, the playoff situation is if we win the next two region games and some other things happen, we actually would have a shot to host. We could possibly finish two in the region. That's crazy, I know. If we split the next two, if we win one and lose one, we would need Beulah to go to Randolph County and beat Randolph County in 2 weeks. So I've told our guys, look, we got to control what we can control. Mm-hmm. We can control our efforts. We can control the games that we play. So we got to focus on this game. And rely on this game. And honestly, I told the guys, hey, we haven't won at home yet this year, and that sucks. I like playing at home, and I like winning at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a home win because we went a long time winning at home for a while. And I would like to pick up a home win for our fans and our crowd. And home wins are fun because, hey, it's a short trip back to the school, and you can start preparing for the following week after that. So,
and if you don't have ice cream at home, you can go to Walmart, pick it up real quick.
Walmart's still open when you play at home. it makes a big difference. So, hey, it's been a stressful season. I've eaten a whole tub of it at once. I just throw away the lid, you know.
Well, Coach, we appreciate what you're doing. I know, like you said, people on the outside don't understand, but you're doing a great job with these kids, and it showed Friday night. Not that you won the football game, the way they handled themselves and the way they played. So, you know, keep it up, and let's take care of these next two football games and see what happens.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I enjoyed that one last week. I'm going to enjoy it this week. We'll take Dadeville Friday night, and then we'll worry about Lee Scott the next week.
Who?
I think it's whatever her name is, Lee something.
You're listening to the Coach Adam Fawcett Show.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5, the Comer Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.